effectively.
Oh, now I understand.
To avoid that risk, you can also insure with A-Plus General Insurance. Call us on +260 955 770 70, email info@aplusgeneral.co.zm. Visit us on plot number 402 Roma Park, Zambezi Road, Lusaka.
No matter where you are,
drop it like a pack.
Let Phoenix FM be your soundtrack to the day.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Zambia launches major wildlife translocation to restore Kafue National Park. Chapter 1 calls for stronger reforms to mitigate weak anti-corruption frameworks. And in global news, tens of thousands turn out for Sydney pro-Palestinian march. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Ministry of Tourism through the Department of National Parks and Wildlife has announced one of the largest wildlife translocations in Zambia's recent history. In partnership with the Barossa Royal Establishment and African Parks Network, a total of 1,650 wild beasts and 300 zebras will be moved from Liua Plain National Park to Kafue National Park. According to the Ministry of Tourism Principal Public Relations Officer Nelly Banda, the TV operation is part of an ongoing program to restore Kafue's biodiversity following the successful reintroduction of the endangered Kafue lechwe in June 2024. Ms. Banda says veterinary officers, ecologists and wildlife experts will oversee the translocation to ensure the safety of both animals and people. She further says in a reciprocal gesture, 50 Leicester's hunter beasts absent from Liua for more than 3 decades will be reintroduced to the park from the Mulowezi Game Management Area. In a statement, the Ministry of Tourism Principal Public Relations Officer adds that the exercise aims to strengthen conservation, restore ecological balance and promote tourism while demonstrating the impact of collaboration and scientific planning in protecting Zambia's natural heritage. Chapter One Foundation has expressed concern over what it describes as weak legal and policy frameworks, as well as institutional arrangements to prevent corruption and hold perpetrators accountable. Chapter One Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala says while there has been progress in exposing corruption, little has been done to ensure justice, particularly when those implicated are connected to the ruling UPND government. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kalala explained that there have been very few institutional and legal reforms that would allow law enforcement agencies to operate independently and investigate corruption without interference. He adds that despite the adoption of a national anti-corruption policy last year, the lack of reform has left agencies too weak to effectively pursue high-level cases without fear or favor.
We note that whilst the anti-corruption policy has been developed and adopted last year, there has been very little institutional and legal reforms that would ensure that law enforcement operate independently and are able to investigate corruption regardless of who's involved, and also to ensure that perpetrators are prosecuted without fear or favor.
Economist Bright Chizonde has backed the government's de-dollarization program, which seeks to reduce the use of the US dollar in local transactions. The project, which started last year, is expected to gain momentum in the coming weeks following Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Deni Kalielia's assurance that the central bank has not abandoned the initiative. While concerns have been raised that de-dollarization could affect commodity pricing, Mr. Chizonde says this is the right time to advance the program because the kwacha is currently more stable, making currency fluctuations less likely. He explains that the central bank's goal is to reduce over-dependence on the dollar, create more demand for the local currency, and ultimately strengthen the kwacha.
Of course, there are some who are going to say prices are a bit high for example, brand new vehicles, for them to be able to quote them in kwacha, and so they prefer to quote them in USD. And then they would also want to say that for them, they are trying to avoid exchange rate risk because of the, of course, fluctuations they have seen in the kwacha. But since the kwacha is relatively more stable now, I think it's the best time for us to push for this agenda.
The Southern African Development Community, SADC, Truck Drivers Association of Zambia has thrown its weight behind the government's decision to make GPS installation mandatory on all public service vehicles and freight trucks. Cabinet at the 14th Cabinet meeting held on 28th July 2025 approved the issuance of the Road Traffic PSV GPS Amendment Regulations 2025 in order to reduce the number of road traffic accidents by improving road user behaviors among public service vehicles, including buses and freight trucks. Association President Eugene Ndlovu says the initiative is a positive step towards reducing the number of road traffic accidents on Zambian roads, noting that real-time tracking will not only improve safety, but also enhance accountability among drivers and transport companies. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Ndlovu has stated that the association is ready to work with stakeholders to ensure a smooth implementation of the GPS tracking system across the country's transport sector.
It's a very welcome move due to the fact that to enable transporters the specific terms of monitoring movement of their trucks as well as driver behavior, the way they conduct themselves out there on the road. Anything that promotes peace on the road and enhances discipline in our members, with us, we receive the initiative with both hands and the.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Accident Response Organization, ZARO, Executive Director Clint Siame, has welcomed the government's introduction of mandatory GPS installations, saying the move is a major step forward in tackling road carnage and improving real-time vehicle monitoring across the country.
GPS tracking system is a very big game changer in the transport sector because it will increase efficiency, cut costs, and gain better control over vehicles. Vehicles will be monitored, and it will also improve driver safety and performance because sometimes drivers' behavior impacts road safety. It will also lower the risk of behavior of drivers, such as overspeeding, unnecessary overtaking, and any other behavior that can endanger others.
The Private Security Companies Association of Zambia is urging the government to put up laws that mandate the association to regulate the activities of security companies. Association security professional Raphael Chalwe emphasizes that there is a need for the presence of an authority that ensures security companies in Zambia are providing adequate training to security guards before deploying them, highlighting that this will reduce cases of criminals conniving with the security guards to commit crime. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chalwe, however, notes that low salaries for security guards are also a contributing factor that exposes them to engage in criminal activities. He has since advised security guards to become more committed to their work and desist from engaging in criminal activities following recent incidences involving security guards working with criminals.
Are we checking where we are getting these people? Are we taking time to do their background check?
And then what type of training are we giving them? And who is checking this security company? Are they at liberty to do whatever they want to do? You know, there should be some authority.